Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Like in the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Ay, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, the great Tommy Hutton. No quibble. It's a no quibble Friday, Tommy. Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We've traded in Vice Shirt Friday for Hoodie Friday because it's cold.
Yeah, ice shirt. That's what I call it.
I'm too cold for a Vice Shirt today.
It's ice shirt Friday.
Yeah, dude. That's a point, Frog Boy.
What a start.
I was outside this morning.
Did you see ice? You saw a little frost?
No. I felt a little frost.
I saw my breath. I was like, ooh. That's when you know it's real.
I got friends in Atlanta that saw snow this morning. So ooh. It's coming. It's on the way.
No, it's not.
That's how it works, Lee.
I mean, it might be on the way. It could, you know. What is that, a low pressure?
Yeah, low pressure, the Arctic winds or something like that. That's what we call a lake effect snow.
You know what they call them? Alberta Clipper.
Mm. Alberta Clipper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Never heard of that. That's a Canada thing?
It comes down? No. North thing.
Mm.
When it gets god awful cold?
The Alberta Clipper sounds like a hockey goon's nickname. Oh, what a hit by the Alberta Clipper!
Yeah.
Sounds like Utah should use one of those names.
It sounds like somebody Randy Moeller fought back in the day, the Alberta Clipper.
No one was tougher than Alberta Clipper.
All righty. Well, let's get the headlines, everybody, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Last night, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Oh, which may be. Can I just tell you, I feel worse for him than I did for Gary Anderson.
Really? For the pickoff?
You throw a pick with 30 seconds left?
That's rough.
You're going into overtime if you just take a knee.
Just do nothing.
Right, just do nothing. You have a chance to win. The only way you don't have a chance to win is if you try to make a play.
Yeah, it's tough.
And let's be clear, hadn't played that great to that point anyway, so you shouldn't be taking no chances.
It was surprising to everybody. I think it's one of those. I mean, you looked at James Franklin on the sidelines. Woo! He was broken.
Woo! Holy smokes. I mean, you can't tell me the last time you've seen a mistake like that. The only time I can remember when Michigan was playing Michigan State and they punted on fourth down? With like 5 seconds left.
Yep.
And it got blocked or something. That.
And then, what was the state? I guess that's a rivalry game. The stakes of this to go to the national championship. Because I can think of like the only dumb mistake that I can think like this is, you know, not kneeling on the football. But, you know, that aside.
That's orders coming from the top.
I know. This is.
You got the football in your hands and you got to know. And listen. I told you yesterday, I don't trust none of these quarterbacks.
Mm-mm.
I don't trust I didn't trust Drew Aller. The only reason why I said the quarterback from Notre Dame was because he's a third leading rusher. So, and he was throwing the ball to the other team too. So that game, then let me tell you something. I thought that final score was going to be 13-10.
It picked up.
It picked up.
It picked up. Business picked up. Son Steve says the dude said he was trying to throw it away, threw it into double coverage. He did.
He was trying to throw it away.
That's what he said.
Dude, we watching the same. We watched that game. He was trying to throw it away.
If by throw it away, you mean intentionally throw that game because you owe money to gamblers.
So, and man, I've seen some boneheaded plays, right? But I've never seen a mistake that critical that late when there's no need.
Yep.
You're not down by one, right? The worst case scenario, we got a long commercial break and we get ready for overtime. The worst case scenario. But I was wrong. There is something that's worse.
Wild, dude.
And a team with three timeouts. So not only did they didn't even have to hardly try.
I know. Oof.
I thought 41 was going to give up another touchdown at the end because I knew they had to pass the ball. They wasn't going to kick no 50-something yard field goal. So I knew they had to they were going to throw the ball, you know, kind of in there. Everybody's like, why are they throwing it? I said, because that's a 50-yard field goal for a kid that wasn't the kicker earlier in the year.
Notre Dame wins. Texas takes on Ohio State tonight in the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State is a 6-point favorite. That game gets going at 7:30.
Snow in there.
To decide the other side of the bracket.
Snow.
Oof. Yeah, that always happens in Texas around this time, too.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Leon Lett play?
Didn't that happen?
Snow everywhere.
I remember a Super Bowl, too, that was in Dallas at Jerry's World. Like, it was like nobody could get around because the weather was so bad.
What about when the Super Bowl was in New York?
I was there. Terrible. Although the day of the Super Bowl, it wasn't that bad. They had like heaters like over the seats, but it was you didn't even need them. It wasn't that bad.
After being around a few stadiums, I realized what are expensive stadiums to make, and what are the cheapies, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, the cheapies are kind of built like Hard Rock was when it originally was built. Like the outside, the tarmac or whatever that is open.
The ramps?
The ramps and the concessions are open.
Yeah.
Now, all that stuff is closed in, the newer stadiums. So you go into a stadium, it's almost like a glass and everything is inside.
Oh, MetLife's a dump. It's a dump. And they spent a lot of money on that dump, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Terrible turf, boring. It's a very unimpressive building.
Yeah, but to say a new stadium, I mean, you go to Cleveland, let me tell you something. They team moved that thing.
Really?
Yeah, because like it's
why open. Has Cleveland always had football? Like, don't you guys love football more than anything? Like, why has it always been an issue? Like, you guys moved over it. You guys didn't Chiefskies. Like, the new one looks like it's gonna be cool.
I don't even understand that. I'm telling you, when I took a visit to Cleveland during the recruiting pre-draft stuff, right? When I went to Cleveland, I went to their facility. In 1990, they had a diagram of the new stadium. When you first walk in, hey, we're going to have this built within the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. You know, we're working on it. Then they built a baseball park, and the baseball team was horrible.
The Jake.
Then they built Gund Arena at the time. That was the owner. And they built them right next to each other. And it was like, I thought we were getting a new stadium. So while everybody saw, Cleveland's trying to bolt Cleveland, there was a lot of stuff that built up to that.
Yeah, like it's like it was one of those, like, didn't everybody got dough for it except for the Cleveland owner? Or what's his name, Modell?
Yeah.
Morrell, what the hell was his name? Right.
They got money to build Jacobs Field. They got money to build Gund Arena, and he was still fighting. And I'm like, whoa, that Cleveland's the bread and butter now. And, you know, yeah. The rest, I say, because you best believe, if Cleveland had a valid stadium proposal, there's no way the league would let Cleveland leave, right? Nah. So you had to know that was just thrown together.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, your Miami Heat get to a little 15 minutes of heat as your Miami Heat get the win last night in Utah. Take a break. Back after this.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
15 minutes. 15 minutes of heat for you here on 560 WQM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The heat is on. Your number one fan and number one Kia dealer, HollywoodKia.com. Go Heat.
Missed that. Haven't heard that for a while.
Why are you guys saying it wasn't on the rundown?
Because we didn't get a rundown.
I put it in Google Docs now. Somebody, you know, you guys don't check
Google
anything.
Docs.
Yeah, because what's the point of stuff in your email every day if I could just send you the Google Doc? It updates every day.
I will say, he did send the live read to me in Google Docs, and I got to say,
yeah,
much appreciated.
Yeah, very convenient. Yeah,
very convenient.
Very convenient.
Can't be sending everyday stuff into Google Docs.
Why not? Decided.
That's the whole point of it.
But yeah, you just decided we did this?
So you just filling up another spot.
Why do I have to decide anything? I'm the one who makes the rundown.
We need to have a meeting before we decide to change
protocol. You don't do meetings?
Meetings.
We need to have
our
meeting
consists of
about having more
watching
meetings.
Watching Marcos put his tongue on a piece of shrimp.
Man, all right. Didn't realize I was sending this to. Didn't you know it was like hieroglyphics from the old Egyptian temples or something like that? I didn't realize this was so hard for everybody.
You know what, guys? I'm just gonna start doing the rundown on the cloud.
It's much more convenient. You're such a bastard. Anyway, the Heat, they win last night over the Utah Jazz 97-92. Really bad game, especially in the first half. I mean, the first half was god-awful basketball.
Brick City, by the looks of the stats.
Oh, dude. Brick City. But exciting ending. Probably too exciting. That said, Jaime Jaquez Jr. still balling on this West Coast trip.
Footwork.
He was not having any issues. Hit a huge three for Miami to put it out of reach. Him and Bam very clutch towards the end. But let me tell you something that was hilarious. So the game is closing out, right? And Jaime is going to the rim strong. Initial call was a foul. You're like, all right, great for Jaime. About to get to the free throw line. And so that would have put the Miami Heat, they were going up 90-88 with him going to the free throw line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to do, the rule is, kind of like in the NFL, you can't challenge once the snap goes off, right? Well, in the NBA, you cannot challenge once the ball is thrown
to the player
at the free throw shooter.
Right.
So the ball was thrown to Jaime already. And the other referee, he gives Will Hardy the challenge anyway. And Spo loses his freaking mind. He was enraged.
Well, what if
that Will Hardy was?
What if he was giving him the challenge and then the ball? You see what I'm saying? Like, because they're kind of far away.
It was bang bang. The point is, Spo is upset about it because he's saying
I can see it.
He was saying that there was chicanery and that there's too much of this going on around the league with the challenge. And Spo does not challenge. It's a crazy thing. He is by far the person who challenges the least in the league. I think he's
he gets mad because he's mad that it's that damn obvious that now he's got to use a challenge.
Right. He doesn't do it. And basically almost saves it, even though now you can have challenges, you earn challenges. If you, as long as you challenge and you win, you get to keep your challenges. But he doesn't care. He doesn't like it. Too old school. Doesn't like it. And he was furious with this young punk, Will Hardy, who, you know, is just this whippersnapper coach. I don't like his face. You know, there's just something about him. And he's got he's got like the coiffed hair, you know, and just Spo's just done with this punk who's doing the young challenge. Now he lost the challenge. So he was, I mean, even more enraged because Walker Kessler, they ruled that he did not foul Jaime Jaquez, that he went straight up. And that Jaquez,
you let him challenge, but you lose the challenge.
You lost the challenge.
Spo's got to be.
He was smoke. Heated. Now, it didn't burn the Heat too much because then they go to jump ball. Heat win the tip. And then Jaime Jaquez comes back and hits a three, puts the Heat up five. But this was Eric Spoelstra after the game.
Oh, boy.
You got this, Froggy? Eric Spoelstra was asked about this challenge thing. And I mean, just listen to how upset he is by all the chicanery.
On a coach's challenge, if the referee places the ball into the free throw shooter's
hand. Don't get me started on that. What are you setting me up for?
I just want to know the rules, and I know you've
heard. I know what they talked about in the coaches' meetings right at the beginning of the year, that you're not allowed to do the shenanigans and delay the game and stand in the middle of the paint, tie your shoe, all of these things that, you know, if they tell us not to do that, the Miami Heat, we don't do that. We go stand on the line. Maybe we should start working on some of the trickery. But Brandon did a couple pump fakes, and that gave them just enough time to challenge.
Wow.
So, in other words, basketball has its own version of pulled hammy, and when it's a two-minute drill.
That's what he's saying.
Everybody in the world knows that. Wait a minute. This guy, like, he got a sniper, right? Oh. Clock stops.
I just love the idea, though, that he does that where he goes, the Miami Heat by policy do not subscribe to trickery.
Listen, Spo, love you, buddy. That's funny. That's hilarious. That he's like, look. We don't look. We played the game like it's supposed to be played. There's no trickery. There's no.
I remember asking him. You remember when they were doing the crackdowns on the flopping?
Yeah.
And I asked him about this at one game after one practice about this, and he's like, he goes, we can no longer reward trickery. And I was like, what trickery? What the hell does that mean?
Oh my goodness. It's hard to believe he's been a coach for 18 years, right?
It is, and then
it's been a long time.
I mean, it's crazy, but he was so mad at this whole deal.
Now, let me ask you this, because this, and I'm gonna give you the ebbs and flows of a game. Does this happen before or after the Nico thing?
This happened after. There were two Nico things yesterday. After I handed him the keys to the franchise, he did two things that I thought was going to get him sent back to Serbia. Like, I thought Eric Spoelstra was going to, I really thought that he was going to punch Nico right in the face. So he had two moves that really like cost the Heat big. Nico comes out. I mean, he was cooking. I mean, the first half from Nico, just balling. Then he just like kind of lost his 3-point shot yesterday. But it had nothing to do with offense or defense. It had to do with boneheaded plays. So in the third quarter, the Patty Mills, of all people. Oh, my God.
He's still playing?
He plays for the Jazz.
Jeez.
Do we have our Patty Mills greeting anywhere, Marcos? Is that still in the system? Yes, Patty Mills is on the Utah Jazz. If you want to know when you're at the end of your rope as an NBA player. You're playing for the Utah Jazz, but he is playing. They were all happy to see him. They're like, hey, whoa, we're happy to see him, Mike.
No minus one here. G'day everyone, I'm Patty Mills of your Miami Heat. You're listening to Tobin and Leroy on the home of your favorite basketball team, AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Thank you, Patty. And you know, Patty Mills is obviously over the hill, long in the tooth. And what do you know? In a game where nobody's hitting buckets, Patty Mills comes out and he starts cooking. Like, just starts giving the Heat buckets. So Nico, he gets a jumper to put the Heat up five. And then they come back to within a brought it to within three. And then he goes and drives to the basket. And I thought that he got fouled, but it was a very physical game. Like, Utah's got three giant intangible maulers, and they were like, bam, I thought was getting hacked like crazy in the first half. They weren't letting it go, just like in the Jaime play. They called it, they reversed it. So Nico drives to the basket, and he starts losing his mind on the referee. Like, he's like, bah! You could just see him, like, give that face. The nose was all crunched up.
Teed up.
He doesn't get teed up, but he was whining, dude. Oh. So much so. Cardinal rule, if your name is not Dwayne Wade, he did not get back on defense. He did not. He did not get back on defense. So Patty sets up for the three. Kalel's left out on an island. He's got to close out. Too strong.
Fouls.
Patty Mills hits the three, fouls him, and then not only fouls him, they call a flagrant foul because they called it a reckless closeout. All because Nico did not get back on defense. And Leroy, I really thought that was the end for Nikola Jovic. I thought that Eric Spoelstra was like, just send him anywhere. Send him for Bradley Beal. Send him anywhere.
Jeez.
Thankfully, he did put him back in the game, which he had to because Utah's too big. They have too many giant intangibles. So he ends up back in the game in the fourth quarter. But the Heat, I mentioned the Jaime three, they go up five. So they... they go up five, and there's like 13 seconds left. Nico inbounds the ball, but like chucks it down like he's gonna have 13 seconds eradicate from the clock. He throws it right to the Jazz. It was the worst pass you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, what are you doing, Nico? It was stressful. Thankfully, the Heat come out with the win, but I was like, come on, kid. What are you doing?
Well, the fact that you said kid explains it all. He ain't 30, right? You're going to have some moments like that.
I mean, some bad moments, though, dude.
Only Nick Young did it well into his 30s.
Pretty wild. That was I thought that was going to be the end of him.
And with Spo would go, and that's why I hate playing young players.
Nunya says, it was a bad pass, but it made sense. Triple J was running towards that direction.
Jeez. All right, Drew Aller.
Oof. Man, that was something. We do not resort to trickery.
Nobody wants to see non-basketball plays or trickery being rewarded.
Oh, yeah. That was back in the day when I had I was like, trickery? What?
Trickery.
Never heard of such a thing. But yesterday he goes, we talked about this at the meeting. I'm like, first of all, that just sounds like who's taking the notes in that meeting? Is that Chris Quinn? He goes, Quinn, you write this down. No trickery.
No, they have meetings like that in all the sports. Like, we know when Cam starts. Like, we have a meeting on it. The officials will come in. And that's after, like, you know, when the coaches meet with them and, you know, during, you know, the owners meetings and stuff like that. But then we'll have, like, we have our own officials for, like, a week, usually when you practice against another team. But you'll have a meeting with the officials, and they'll tell you points of emphasis for the year, right? They'll show you film of what will and won't be tolerated. And so it's not like everybody doesn't know the rules. So, because you know what, like, you remember when, It seemed like every play was pass interference.
Yeah. Oh, that was a bad year.
Points of emphasis, right? They don't want, like, remember the fourth collar is now.
Remember the first game of the season this year where they called a legal formation like 9 times?
Oh, that was so horrible. I was just thinking about that.
I was like, congratulations, refs. You're really saving football.
And then they made their point for 3 weeks, and you haven't heard it called since.
Yep. Yep. All right, we'll take a break. Jimmy Butler, by the way. Miami Heat 2-2 under the suspension of Jimmy Butler.
So basically they're the same as when he was active.
I mean, one could say that.
Yeah.
But he may have been taking pot shots on Instagram yesterday. I'll tell you about that next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy
League, you're not going to even think about giving me a fine.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, man, we're going into a Sunday. No Dolphins football. I don't know if that's a relief to people or a sadness to people. How are you feeling, Froggy? No Dolphins football this weekend.
Regardless of how much they haunt me year after year after year, it is sad. It is sad for me. It is a part of my Sundays. I'm a happier man when I have Miami Dolphins football to look forward to.
Well, here's the problem. That now you would have been happy if they had made the playoffs.
Yeah, even though I know they probably would have gotten smoked.
I don't understand. Like, people complain, oh, they're just going to squeak in the play. But you get there, anything can happen, right?
Yeah.
And even though it hasn't, you still get there, anything can happen. But to say, oh, I'm upset there's no football while complaining about their opportunities to get in the playoffs. Like, I mean, I would rather my team be in the playoffs every year. Eventually, they'll figure it out, right? I do believe eventually sports will happen and you'll make a run.
Unless
the only way you can't win the Super Bowl is if you don't get to the playoffs. So, like, if they had gotten into the playoffs at 9-8, I would have been ecstatic because that means that football can happen.
It's not even a playoff thing, though. It's just like it's a comfort. You know, once your team is out in football, it's like, ah.
Yeah, but that's not the way people were talking, like, during the season.
Yeah, but that's not really the point I'm making. I'm not talking about making the playoffs.
You just said that your team's not playing and other teams.
Yeah, just, you know, no, nothing to watch. You know, I mean, I'm going to watch.
An extended bye week.
Yeah, I know.
Those are rough, too. I hate those weeks. I get the saddest during bye weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So rough. And then, you know, with the Hurricanes, sometimes it's like you have a bye week. Oh, okay, at least I have Hurricanes this week. I ain't got nothing.
Especially if there's no good games during the bye week. So you watching other teams, you're not watching, and it never fails. Like, doesn't football just seem like hot garbage when your team's not playing? I don't care what the games are. You're like, nah, I'm not really interested.
They moved the Monday night game to Arizona.
Yep.
Because of the fires. I mean, the fires are crazy right now in California.
Yeah. We practiced there.
In Arizona?
We were a wild card. We went to New York. We beat New York. And we, getting back on the plane, they said, hey, go home. Pack some clothes. We're going to go practice all week in Arizona because the weather was like the snow and the weather was getting really, really bad. So that Monday, it was either Monday or the Tuesday, we flew out to Arizona and then flew from Arizona to San Francisco and played San Francisco. And yeah, not it,
well, you know, I was wondering the Heat play in Inglewood on Monday too. I wonder if I was wondering if that's going to get affected at all by any.
I don't know how
long
these things last, right? Because it's been going for what, a week?
Yeah, I think so.
The problem is, it's not just the fires; it's the high winds.
The high winds, and nobody apparently there's trouble getting water there. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure that apparently is messed up. I saw Jaime, some of the quotes that he had about it. He's like furious about it. A lot of Californians are.
It says a lot of, like, even like the electricity is like up and down, so like it'll like you won't get full power. Yeah, so I have a buddy, one of my high school teammates, he lives out there, and he was giving me the breakdown that like he lives like 6 miles from there, but he's not really threatened. And I'm like, 6 miles seems kind of close, right?
Like, do you see the smoke? It does seem kind of close.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it's smoky. He said he knows where the fires are, but they haven't really gotten to his area.
Ira has a piece that says, heat talk has fumes with Southern California flames. Ridiculous how California keeps letting this happen.
I mean, how do you keep letting what happen?
It's
wildfire.
No, but apparently, this is a thing where like the preparation for it is everybody is like in town, like, you know, is saying like these are things that almost be like leaving a rotten, you know, seawall because, you know, eventually something and you do nothing about it for all these years.
Right.
And so that's what everybody's saying is like people knew and there's no resources to put these things out quickly.
Right. I got you.
So that's what the like, that's
in other words, the they were whoever's in charge wasn't treating it like this is a serious issue.
Yeah, or just yeah, you let it go every year, and now you have one where the winds are even more crazy.
Right.
And you say, quote, this was Jaime and Iris, quote, I think it's kind of ridiculous how California lets this happen. It happens every single year, never prepared for it, always just got out of control. People are losing their homes, losing their livelihoods. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And the worst part about all that is, say if you build a life, you build a house, you got a mortgage, you nice job or whatever, and your house gets destroyed, right? You end up paying for it because the insurance companies don't give you the true value of your house or your item. Mm-hmm. So and then it's hard to rebuild there, right? So like, yeah, I get it. Like you go through that with hurricanes, man. Like, you know, sometimes like you don't want it to tear up your livelihood because you can't a lot of stuff you can't replace the way people replace stuff. Like you think, oh, I have insurance. My house broke. My house was totaled by this hurricane. Okay, they're just going to bill me. No, it don't work like that.
Apparently, Jaime was supposed to get his high school number retired this week. That they were going to go because they did the heat of the double dip in L.A. where they play a Clippers day off Lakers. And right. I think the day between he was going to get his jersey retired, but it sounds like it may be obviously postponed because he says there's bigger priorities right now.
Yep. Agreed.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for people that have to go through this because we all make assumptions that if something catastrophic like that happens, that we pay, you know, enough taxes and insurance and stuff that we at least feel safe and secure that, you know, we're going to be able to get those things back. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, save your own butt and get to safety. And that's usually one of the reassuring things when these disasters happen is that as long as you are safe, you can rebuild. Well, the problem is that rebuilding has become more difficult and you don't have that safety blanket you thought you had. So whether it's in LA with the fires or the earthquakes, whether it's down here or in other states with the hurricanes and stuff like that, I know a bunch of people in New Orleans that just never went back because what it would cost to rebuild, what it would cost to replace everything, even though they had insurance, right? It didn't matter. So, like, yeah, I understand exactly what he's talking about. I mean, think about this. When Katrina hit, we had people standing on bridges for 2 days. Like, you knew it was coming. You know this is an area that's below sea level and needs, like, the most attention right away. Look how long it took for them. The one thing I'll say about Florida, when a hurricane hits, you can go get water and ice and stuff like that right away. Right. They get those little staging areas with sand and stuff like that. And
yeah, the crazy thing the last time was the tornadoes that were coming out of nowhere. That was wild.
Man.
They were just like they laid waste to a lot of like a neighborhood. hood away from me, basically.
Well, I mean, there's always the Marco story.
See, you guys didn't believe me. Yeah, I saw yet another thing. I was ahead of the curve.
Oh, you were there.
What did he say?
So wait, Tobin. So
yeah,
he told us a story about how him and this girl got stuck in a tornado. Talk about seeing the tornado going down the street towards his mom's house, right? And so we didn't believe him. So me and J-Fig interrogated his mom's on the phone.
Harassed, actually. I would like,
harassed you?
Harassed my mother. My poor mother was on. Maybe we call it.
Then we called Glennis.
Yeah.
Right? We had him.
Old potty mouth. Like,
I don't believe this.
Wait, you had a dumper?
I had a dumper. Dude. She was cursing air, dude.
That's great.
So we had
tornadoes.
Those tornadoes were no joke, because we were talking about them, and then he told his tornado story. We're like,
he was like waiting for the. He just sees iguanas flying across instead of cows.
We're like, no. Yeah. He said there were people putting their trash out. I'm like, what?
No, it was.
So a media storm that we're dealing with right now is the Jimmy Butler thing, and people have seen that on Jimmy Butler's Instagram. He has been he doesn't have basketball to do, so he's been working at his coffee shop, it seems like, every day. And at Big Face Coffee, he was giving a giving encouragement to one of his baristas, and people took this little line that he threw in there as a perhaps a pot shot at Pat Riley and the Miami Heat.
See that? I gave you the compliment. That's what bosses do. We build you up. We don't break you down. That's it.
You guys couldn't hear that.
Absolutely.
If you guys couldn't hear it too good on the radio, what he said was, see, I gave you a compliment to his barista. That's what bosses do. They build you up. They don't break you down. And then gives the old thumbs up, happy face.
But here's the deal. What's that got to do with getting $60 million in 2 years?
I don't know.
And wait, Pat Riley said, even in his beginning of the year press conference, that you were the needle mover.
He did say that.
You are the star.
He did say that.
And is he wrong for saying, but I need him to play more games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to understand, after coming off last year, you were three games away from being like the four seed.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy missed all those games. Why wouldn't Pat Riley think, if I can get him to play 10 more games, right? If we won 4-10, so if we were 40% and him playing 10 more games, we're the fourth seed or the fifth seed? Like, yeah. So, like, whether Jimmy feels that way, and Jimmy's basing it all on money, we've established that this is all about.
He's basing it all on money, but there's definitely been also public stuff that he's tried to, I guess, add into it. Like, you know, the insistence that he wasn't playing hard, that was an insult to him, even though we all have eyes.
Wait. Ooh, like, that didn't come from, well, that came in the suspension.
Well, they said, yeah, the thing was, the word was, is that the Miami Heat, like, saw the Pelicans game after he said that, you know, he was going to, you know, go out there and compete on practice, that there was some kind of meeting afterwards, either with his agent or with him, I forget that what was reported, but that they were implying, hey, didn't exactly play your hardest there. I know that Jimmy's camp or his little his friends there on Twitter had said that he was threatened with suspension in that meeting. But the Heat denied that through reporters. Then we had the Pacers game where he did end up getting suspended after that. So, you know, I think that I'm sure there's other stuff that has bothered Jimmy from all of this stuff, but obviously the biggest thing that has been the catalyst for it has been the Munyon.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If it's only about the money and you do other things to make it about something else too, you're not helping your case.
No.
Right? That's the thing. Like, and I'm wondering, why does Jimmy think nobody else will pay him after seeing this? after seeing these last couple of weeks of him, why would anybody think that, yeah, it's worth that? Because when you think of the studs that get traded for during the season, that's never a question, right? The only time, the last time we saw it was James Harden.
James Harden and Kawhi. Yeah, like those are the guys that you think like, oh, they may not give it all the time.
Well, and James based on Kawhi's career, you can't really even say that because you know he's got bad knees.
And I can't even hate, but Fat Bum's having a nice season.
Fat Bum!
So, like...
I still hate him, though.
But the problem with Harden is it's hard to tell if he's playing or not because he plays that methodical...
Oh, he's... That's why he's loving this season. He's like, oh, God, Kawhi's coming back.
I just looked at his stats. Oh, my God.
he's having a great season.
21-6-7. Well, damn near 8. 21-6-8 with almost 2 steals a game.
Steals,
right?
We'll see him on Monday, maybe, I guess.
That's
if the game
a defensive
scheduled.
Stat.
Yeah, right?
A defensive stat. For James Harden.
He was the OG guy people used to break down on Twitter of like, oh, look at this. Not right. Trying.
So I don't like the whole situation becomes more difficult when the antics, you know what I mean? Because
if the Heat finish, if
the last thing you want to do is piss Pat Riley off. He's the one that's going to help you get to your destination, right?
One would think, but you know, again, like a lot of this stuff, if he really only wants to go to one place, first of all, it's not all in his hands. Like you legitimately,
but don't you have to understand that? Call Bradley Beal.
Oh yeah, he seems reasonable. He seems agreeable.
Glad you're starting to see that.
He basically told Kevin Durant, "Hey, start bullying Bradley Beal." He goes, "What do you mean?" He goes,
"The whole organization is in on it."
I know.
What the. So they want Jimmy, but they signed a guy with a no trade clause in his contract. And so they go bully him. He's just an innocent bystander.
I know. I'm not leaving. Are you going to bully me to go to Detroit? Go ahead. Let's try. If I'm Bradley Beal, I'm like, good luck with that, dude. I played for
Detroit's not terrible.
Detroit's not terrible. It's about does he want to live in Detroit, you know?
I mean, so
I don't know.
I would guess that Chicago's out of the question then.
Well, I think Chicago has Billy Donovan, who was his college coach. So there was some thought that he would agree to that.
He's had a nice little run here quietly, right?
Billy Donovan?
Yeah.
He's been solid.
But I'm saying he's like usually college coaches take over like that and you hear about him and like,
oh yeah.
Right.
Who was the dude from Michigan? They got rid of his ass quick.
Beeline,
yeah. Well, yeah. He lasted like 3 seconds. They basically mutinied on him.
Yeah.
That was Duncan's coach, right?
Yeah. Was it a Beeline? Was it Beeline or was it
I think you have it. Yeah, I think you got it right.
Cause when did our guy take over?
Yeah, it was John Beeline.
John Beeline.
He resigned as head coach in the middle of the season.
I mean,
because when he left, Juwan took over as head coach, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Then I was stunned because I didn't know, I had no idea that Juwan Howard was a coach on the Nets this year. I like walked out. I was like, what?
Oh, I did.
Juwan Howard? I had no idea. I was like,
because I knew he wasn't at Michigan anymore. I just didn't know where he was.
Oh, man. So anyway, that's the latest on Jimmy. Doing his social media thing. He's bored.
What do you expect? Oof. Jimmy being like, again, when this all started, I said these words. Pat Riley is being Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler is being Jimmy Butler. And the one thing that Pat Riley has become Pat Riley about is even with Jimmy, we're still hovering around 500.
You think any fan goes to Big Face Coffee and like stands out there like say anything with the boombox over their head?
No, because that's what you would do. But like, I don't know. Like he throws these suggestions out there. Like you're the only person that thinks like that.
I may do that next Thursday.
I was saying it's not a bad idea, if I'm being honest.
Hey, just look for the big intangible with a keg in one arm and a boombox in the other one. Jimmy, please! But what are you going to ask him? Here's the problem. Hmm. With, if you could have one message to Jimmy, what would it be? See?
If like, I had a message to him?
Just like, what would you ask Jimmy to do?
I would ask Jim, would you want me to ask, what would I ask him to do or what would I tell him?
What would you ask, tell, whatever.
My ask would be,
if you tell him, it's going to come across wrong.
I would ask him, would ask him this. Why do you guys think this is a good idea?
No, I would say, why aren't you playing basketball?
I know why he's not playing basketball. I'm asking him, why did you think this was a good idea?
No, see, you're doing reporter thing. I'm doing silly sauce, keg, and boombox. And you're yelling into a store that he owns, asking media questions.
Well, I think I'm allowed to be on the street. I don't think I can get thrown off the design district. I mean, I don't look design district E.
Yeah.
So they're maybe they'll just
push you aside. Just keep going.
But like they have those crosswalk cops at the design district that just like, move it along, buddy. You're not made for this place.
Mm. But I just think that the one thing that'll get Jimmy what he wants is playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Like because again, anybody interested would like to see you playing basketball.
What if I just go outside and just like, Nikola Jovic misses you, Jimmy!
Again.
Yeah.
Antics.
What's the song that they play?
Hmm. Like outside of the window.
In your eyes.
Who's that? Roger Hornsby? No, that's
Peter Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel. Mm. That's it.
In your eyes. Jimmy's sitting there like, security, can you get this guy out of here, please?
Peter Gabriel in your eyes.
We'll sit there next Thursday right before they come back and be like, Jimmy!
But dude,
I know you're bored.
Next week is going to be filled with excitement because it goes next week. Then you got 2 weeks before the trade deadline.
Yep.
And you think Jimmy starts?
I mean, I don't think he's coming off the bench.
But
I think if he's going to play, if we all come to the agreement, he's playing basketball.
He's always play already. Do you really think he's gonna play?
I don't know.
See, can you play?
They say he's gonna play. I mean, like, I don't know what's posturing and I don't know what's real, but what they're telling everybody is he's going to play or he's coming back, and he's not coming back if he's not gonna play.
Why? You can't just send him away,
right? That's my point. And you can't just sit him on the bench.
I mean, I'm waiting for the Spo to have him come off the bench and say, you got to earn the right to be out there.
Ooh, that's not going to happen.
I mean, that's what he would say.
You got to earn those minutes.
You got to earn those minutes. Like, 1 foot threes, trying stuff.
Take a break. Back after this.